This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Quran, and a lot of hadith and stories learning from the story of you of Musa alayhi salam. Yalla. Right. We're going to start with a quick warm up and then we go and move on because we're still with Musa alayhi salam. First of all, Bismillah. It's a series, but there is always new people coming in. So we started the series, you know, you're especially with Musa because we started from around that. Bueno, because now it's Musa alayhi salam. You're going to play for Fir'aun. For Fir'aun, we killed him. So you play, we have Musa, we have Aaron. And today we're going to introduce a new character in the play. We're going to have a new character in the play, a family. Who is a family? This bad guy. We're going to talk about this bad guy, what happened. But third, Q&A, only if you know the answer, raise your hand. If you don't know the answer, not of Aidak. Of Aidak is the answer, let the job. If you don't know the answer, don't raise your hand. But yes, because I'm going to give away, inshallah, a few things. MashaAllah, JazakAllah khair for the brothers and the sisters who are bringing up stuff. May Allah bless you, really. You know, we can't do this without Allah's presence and your help. So thank you so much for bringing all this amazing stuff. Question number one. If you know the answer, that's number eight. If you don't know the answer, don't raise your hand. Question number one. What did the Israelis ask Musa for in front of the Americans this season? Bani Israel, they kept asking Musa for things. So, as you know, good. What did they ask Musa for in front of the Americans this season? They've seen miracles. What did they ask Musa for? What did they ask Musa for before? Aywa. We want to see the face of Allah. We want to see Allah. You want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite all that, you want to see Allah. And then a conflict happened between the Israelis. The conflict that happened, it happened over what? So he was not the problem. So what is the crowd that happened over what? The goat. We haven't spoken about the goat yet. Over what? It's not fair. And then they have how many Sabbaths they have? 12. So when he struck the rock with his stick, strikes out 12, right? To solve out that problem between the Sabbaths. You guys can be asked for the first question. Indeed. Oh, okay. Sorry, I forgot. Thank you. You want? No? I always have problems with girls. Question number three. What did Allah send from the heavens? Sahla Mahla. What did Allah send from the heavens? Al-Man was Salwa. Al-Man was Salwa. Is what Al-Man? You don't want it? Oh, you have one already. How about What else did they ask for? And then what said, what else did they ask for? Quickly. Why did Allah make them wander for 40 years? It was this. Oh Allah, I want to look at you. I want to see your face. قال من تراني ولكن ينظر الى الجبل فان استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. He thought for him, for Musa, you won't be able to see me, but I will reveal myself to the mountain. I will reveal myself to the mountain. If the mountain has been through, you'll be able to see me. So Allah has been revealed himself to the mountain. And what happened? The mountain turned into dust. Allah revealed himself subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mountain. فلما كتب الله سبحانه وتعالى في الكون قرر موسى صعقه قال ربي شفت اليك موسى هي تنجز وان هي تسمع يسمع ولا ترى من الاركوي تهيوس ماوتن شيكي شيكي كاملا بكامل موسى تنجز هذه آية تفاصيل. ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه when موسى came to our meeting and he spoke to his Lord, the prophet who was spoke to directly without any means such as Jibreel is موسى. He is why his nickname is كريم الله. كريم الله موسى is كريم الله and Ibrahim is كريم الله and Muhammad is حبيب الله وحبيب الله وهي أبيات صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال رب أرني أنظر إليك. Oh my Lord, reveal yourself to me so I may see you. قال لن تراني. You won't be able to see me. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. Look at the mountain. فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. Allah has an example in that look at the mountain. If the mountain remains from its place, only then you will be able to see me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فسوف تراني. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل. Allah has also revealed himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, what is that? When you're not going to be able to do it. And if you are a boy, you get this. Is it question? Question? Are you waiting for it? Yeah, you see, it's romantic, it's a shape on the head. But then there's a lot of room to get I remember. I know. You won't be able to say Allah. Sorry. Nobody. What is the utmost pleasure to the man? The utmost pleasure in Jannah. The utmost pleasure in Jannah. Somebody I have not seen a party. Somebody I haven't seen party. Someone there is a party. Empty clothing. Nobody get it. Never mind. What is the utmost pleasure in Jannah? Jannah biha, we have to feel that Jannah biha so many ministers. Ta'abam lidda fi Jannah ilhiyya. Hiya hiya. رؤية الله تعالى يلا قلتها يلا فيها ما شاء الله فيه مصرية فيه إيجيبشن أيوة now she's kidding She's a girl, man. الجو بيحبه كده يتدعو علينا احنا يلا اوكي خلاص قول يو دي انسر قول يو دي انسر دي دي نو دي خلاص انا قلت The utmost pleasure from Jannah is to be able to see the face of Allah. How are we going to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Inshallah. And some people who are so lucky, they will get to see the face of Allah how many times a day? Twice a day. Morning, evening, every time. Twice a day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ. Okay, what's this? A great one. For Hadith and Ahawas, if you're a girl, you get this. If you're a boy, you get black. And then, must, and I will do this in practice as well. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. No. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Which is better? There's a question. Think about the answer. Just wait for the question first. Allah ordains al-adl, justice, and ihsan, excellence. What is the difference between al-adl, al-fasl, al-adl, and ihsan? I will say. The difference between justice and ihsan. If you know the answer. It is a couple of, how do you know? Never had, well, my father, Ali, is here. Allah is nice. MashaAllah, Ali. I just don't see you. I'm so sorry. Double the price. Double the price. MashaAllah, Ali. He got the answer right. MashaAllah, Ali. More than just candy. How do you know? Mother does not know. Omar calls everything. Well, you leave your mom and dad alone. When your mom and dad are alone, go play soccer. Okay? Hey. Give him candy to her, but what candy? Who give him candy?
Justice is when you give people the truth and you take their truth. You give them what they owe and then you take yours. This is justice. Answer. Like a husband and a wife. When somebody comes to me and they tell me this, as your family, any marriage officer, I want to know what's my wife and my wife wants to know what's your wife. I said, you're going to already divorce. Already, Allah will do divorce. You don't need to live together. Let's go to divorce right now. So, this woman, we're serious. I'm serious too. If you come to me just to ask about my wife and your wife, this relationship would be so rigid.
You won't live together so long. You would say, Allah, I cannot go to this boundary.
Well, you just want to say things. No. I can't do this because this is not your right. It's only mine. And I'm not supposed to cook for you, for instance. I'm not supposed to clean your hand, for instance. And this is not justice. The justice is, okay, let's look at it. Okay, we can, I won't feed you. I won't feed you. That's my hand. That's not beyond. And then the husband would say, hey, you don't say same thing, and I will not pay for this, I will not pay for that, I will not do this, I will not do that. I will, you know, all the evil powers is yours.
Then had the right that he would pick up some music.
Yeah.
Well, what you need to do is something called beyond that sacrifice, or not more than sacrifice. The husband and wife, those who are here, they are meant to not compete with each other, but to compete with one another. Which has a fair effect of that. Now, I will go beyond, inshallah, ta'ala, and I would even make the Aqab Allah to give you hair if you don't have hair. I would make the Aqab Allah to give you hair. I would love you despite who you are. I would love you regardless, and I would serve you. Yes, I will cook for you and everything, no problem. And then, yeah, this is it. And Islam is beyond. He's why Islam is better. Islam is excellent. Islam is when you give someone more than what they deserve, and you take less.
Brothers and sisters,
who does this? Who does this? I give you more than you deserve, and I take less.
Moms,
this is not the one you're thinking. This is not the one you're thinking.
What?
Let me think.
Moms, right away, you say, moms. Moms, she takes less always, and she gives more always. This is the man and who the man is. Daddy, he'll ummuk, of course. Of course, then abuk, yes. So now, it's that.
You take less, and you give people more.
Number 9, and fulfill your covenant with Allah. Anyone you make a promise, you keep your promise. This is number 9, and number 10, this is my path which is straight, so follow it. Yani, take it back, take it deal with Allah, give run on the religion, don't sway. You know the truth, stick to it. You know the Salah, stick to the Salah. You know the Hijab, come on, say what you say that. Stick to the truth, stick to the deed.
This is the 10 commandments, my brothers and sisters, of the guys. A new chapter, a new fitna. A fitna of Islam.
Musa now, but Mumkin, I'm almost 10 more minutes and I'm done.
almost 10 more minutes than I've done. Musa alayhi salam, Lothamaxim. Musa Yahweh. This is the Musa now he's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's taking care of the, he's getting the Torah, the tablets. He's happy. I'm going to go to Israel. I'm going to show them a book filled with weeds. I'm going to give them a book filled with Allah. What is the sisters? Did you read the Quran? Yes or yes? Did you read the Quran been written? No. Who wrote the Quran? No. For Allah. No. Allah has no demand. The Quran is Kalam Allah. They were revealed to Jibreel, and then the Sahaba, they wrote the Quran. They wrote it, and then we collected the scroll, and then we made it into a book in the era of Abu Bakr and then Uthman of Yabar and Wafa. Then what happened? But the Torah is different, sisters and brothers. The Torah, Ben Israel, they saw the book. Why did we talk about it last Wednesday? They saw the Torah, and the Torah is written by Allah Himself.
Around, what do we be ordered to? Peter Stout, he does, you know,
jamais du coup, non, mais rien, du secours, du secours. Ça, vous dites, c'est bien. Moi, je suis un peu plus. 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 Moi, No, he doesn't. So why? He needs to make them hear something. You know, so he gets this producing a sound when he can something supernatural. It can't be the beat of your Lord. It's really something making a sound. Ooh, something like, ooh, whatever. But he needs to come to that. He needs something to make the sound happen. What if the sound happens? It is your God. أنا الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وما أخلفنا موعدة بمسكنا ولكننا حملنا أوزارا من زينة القوم فقذفناها فكذلك ألقى السامري. What happened here? See, why you need to understand the Quran? And for you to understand the Quran, you have to understand the story. What happened? Here's what happened. They said, that we were meant to carry the burden of the people called the jury. The jury that we brought from Egypt. So we got rid of that jury, and we threw it into the fire. And who told us to throw it into the fire? So they decided, in the family, who told us to do this? So they made these cows for and some make him stop. And imagine that they're going to start worshiping this cow or this cow. So we're going to play something very soon. Someone will play the cow. Let's make an engine. What check is the engine? Because we're going to burn you. You've been a cow before. We're going to burn you. If you choose to be a cow, we're going to burn you. Yes, we're going to burn it. فأخرجتهم حجرا فتدره هو القرآن is generated and recited the act. القرآن is given and recited. وإذا سئل القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم تفهموا. When the Quran is being recited, listen to it. So don't talk. Listen to the Quran because it's never recited before. فأخرجتهم حجرا فتدره هو then he moved to them an idol of a cow that made a roaring sound. فقالوا هذا إلهكم وإله موسى فنسي. He said, this is your God. هذا your God. It's your God. The cows. The Egyptian. Who's your God? Let's worship the cow. Let's worship the Egyptian. And the إله of موسى. فلا يرون ألا أن يبقى إليهم قولا ولا يمت لهم ضرا ولا نفعا. الله عز وجل. So they see that it is not with prophet. That's his cow that they want working to. The prophet is not with prophet in them. He could not pretend to know benefit them. Just like the story of Allah, 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 this is now those are the Jawad and the Hadith. I give you Hada, Prophet Kaman, Sabha, whatever, Sa'i'i, the Prophet, the Prophet, Sabha, من مكة. Sabha, من مكة, O Prophet, Kaman, if Prophet, come chocolate, and I give you You don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. The story of me. لا ينفع ولا يضر. لا ينفع ولا يضر. إبراهيم. What did he do, Ibrahim? لما قصه الآلهة قال أصل لكم ولم تعبدون فتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا ينفعكم أقسم لكم ولم تعبدون when he went and he destroyed the idols and he said all three and what you worship you want is something that cannot harm you nor benefit you this is exactly the same أيتها الكبيرهم هذا كما يطلقون so the same thing here how can they worship this cow that cannot here cannot protect them cannot harm them okay. لا تنسوا بالمدى Rafa is here today. Yemen is here today. Lebanon is here today. Sudan is here today. Mosul is here, of course, today. Sham, they are always there. I don't even say Pakistan because without them, you and I won't be here. So we're here. Afghanistan is here. Nikaba. India, Pakistan, it used to be Pakistan before. Long time ago, was only one country called Pakistan. A Pakistani brother told me this. I know he likes it. Tunis is here today. Who else is here today? Libya, of course Libya, of course Libya. Men here today. I'm not here today, of course. I was the only one. Yeah, of course. And Harun the king was there. Good Harun. Who was older than the other? We can ask about Musa or the Harun. Who was older? Harun elder. But Harun was. Musa was strong. The kick, you know, he killed man with him just one punch. But Harun, he told everybody he loved Harun more than Musa. Hey, well, Harun, huh? Hey, go do it, bro, whatever. And he does not want to play any part with a fight or whatnot. Harun is still helpless. So they went to Harun and told them, look, can you worship? Don't worship this. Don't worship this. Yeah, I don't worship. No, don't get angry. Everybody's angry. Don't worship this. They don't listen to Harun and they're probably getting mad. So they said, Harun and Mabu, Harun and Mabu, Harun and Mabu, Harun is telling them, don't worship this. This is wrong. And then he said, by no means shall we cease to worship it after Musa returns to us. No, we wouldn't worship him, we're not going to leave him alone. And he didn't just come for the Lord. After Musa comes, when Musa comes, then we'll stop worshiping the Lord. From this temple, but of course, it's split into two groups. Group worshiping the Lord, and the Satan group follows the Lord. The believers, the two groups. Could have turned into a civil war. Why he could have turned into a civil war? Why Harun did not really, he was maybe, Harun, he could have done what Musa could have done. Or Harun could have told them no, and he would destroy the Kaaba, he would have, gone and made them stop and worship it. But he couldn't do it. Why? Not only he was weak and he was not strong, he was soft, but also he did not want to create what could have been as a healer. And he was a Yahud, not in the Mosaic Ma'abad. He had a moment, but the capital of the capital. Maybe it could have been a civil war. The believers against wrong believers killing one another. So Harun said, I'm going to wait until the Mosaic comes. So Harun, he defends himself with the believers. That's something here happened. Musa returns. Are you following this? Can you give me another few minutes? We'll be there. It's only 9:30. If you give me this and we're done, because I have only two more slides and I'm done. We'll say, inshallah, Musa Anna, we will pray. That happened when Musa reached. Musa, sister, your husband, he traveled, worked so hard to bring some income. So he's so happy coming home. Okay. He's so happy coming home. He worked really hard for his my wife will be happy today. I'm drinking her some sugar to cover all these questions and maybe buy gifts and that's and for the kids. He's coming happy. Musa coming happy. I have the Torah of Israel. And then your husband comes home and then he finds Karbala. Not Karbala. Karbala from this. He comes home, but you're going to do it. Divorce me! It's the way to go to each other. Divorce me! No! You did not go, you went to Syria. What's the rule? Who? You didn't go to anybody. No, you went, and I know who you went. I told you, and I don't trust you. And I was like, I should not go, because I was going to go. No. I'm scared. I think, it's wrong. I'm telling you stories that happen. I'm sharing you stories that happen with people to come up. So Musa is so happy coming with the Torah. He's excited. He's prepared for it. He waited. And then he found them worshiping the cow or the cow. So Musa will be here. Musa will be here. Musa, you're going to be so strong. I need Harun with a beard. You know what? I need to sit down. With the beard. And everything else will be good. Yeah, Musa. Yeah, I don't time, man. This beard. This beard. I need a beard because it's very important. I want somebody under that. Yeah, Peter. All right, so Harold. Hey, Harold, man. Okay, today I'm going to be Musa with Harold. Okay, all right. Let's have some Musa. Let's have Musa. Musa, head up to Musa. Head up to Musa. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. We're going to read the Quran. You're going to read the Quran. But you know the Hadith is subject to the Hadith of the Muslim, right? Which way? We're going to read the Quran. Here's what's going to happen. Yes, I say, you are the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You are all the bad guy. You're the bad guy. All the bad guys. All the bad guys. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy.
أمري
يا ابن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي. فما خطبك يا سامري؟ فما خطبك يا سامري؟ عربي ولحن سيدي أو سيدي لكن وين عيسى جاي؟ أنا بطلت بما لم يبصر أبو إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما. موسى ممكن he could have gone to his family, killed him, or ممكن he also to his family and kicked him out. موسى he did something. What is his conflict? موسى was happy. موسى was just, he wanted to hear from all. He did not just go to question, Harun. Yeah, Harun. And he's on the side. He took it from his beard, but then he told him, he heard him. He says, why? He asked him, why? What did you do so? And he says, Moms and dads, you listen, especially to your children before judging between one and another. You think you're in the defense of the military, look at my arm, look who gave me a punch to him. And then you go to the the boy, and then you talk to him, and you know, what are you talking about? That's the thing. Always, you have to listen to, and this is something that a lot of people don't do right. And God respects sometimes women do that. Check them out. We rush into making judgment before hearing from both parties or third parties. Hear from them before you make a judgment. Musa wanted to hear from all. He heard from Harun, he heard from his family, then he got convinced, he knows who's right and who's wrong, and then he knew what happened. You know what we call? The concept of justice. I didn't forget to mention it. The concept of the importance of justice. The name of Allah and Christ. In the name of Allah. That's what he says. يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم حراما فلا تظالموا. Oh my servants, I have made ظلم created amongst you and I have made it carried amongst you. Don't wrong each other. في حاجة من الظلم. Be just. That is, and we end with this, even if that person is not even, you know, Muslim, but you know that he is wrong or she is wrong, and your co-worker who is not a Muslim is right, you have to side with the truth. وإذا حكمتم فاحكموا بين الناس وإذا حكمتم فاحكموا بالعدل ولجاج between people just with justice. Not because it's from my hood, not because it's from my stand, not because it's my brother, والله because it's not me or my brother. And you're wrong, I will say you're wrong. It is justice. And if you are standing with justice in front of Allah Ta'ala in the day of judgment, Allah Al-Adl will save you from the punishment of Allah. I didn't even what am I done? How much I'm done? Ya Allah. If I come Allah, say Allah, 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 Allah,